Welcome to another episode of the Christian Life Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, we hope it won't be your last. Today, we will talk about the importance of studying God's Word for yourself. There are many false teachings and sayings be taught in today's society. Now, let's join our host, Carleton Holbrook.
All right. I see you joining in one more time to listen to the podcast. I appreciate it. I pray that I said something that helps everyone that's listening. And if you like it, please share it with someone else. And please reach out to us. Let us know how much you like it. Or, you know, if there's something you like, a subject that you like to speak about. Okay? Thank you. I'm sorry for the noise in the back. I'm sure you hear my bird. But we'll get through it. Okay? So before we get started, I'm going to pray. All right? Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, I ask you, Lord, to touch me, to use me. Lord, that I say what needs to be said. Lord, that will help your people, Lord, get through the day, to encourage them to walk with you before a land, Lord, a land that's turning against you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray, Lord, that they walk with you, Lord, that they speak what does to the Lord, regardless if it's popular or not, and stand on your word. In the precious name of Jesus, Lord, I pray. Amen. Now, I would like to speak on the subject about studying God's Word. God's Word is very important to us for growth, for encouragement, and to know God's will. Because there are a lot of false teachings and a lot of sayings that sounds good, but they aren't God's Word. People taking God's word and it's being twisted for their own purposes. All right, so let me first of all, let me give you the scripture, the first one I'll be coming from today. So I'll be coming from reading 2 Timothy, the second chapter, 15th verse. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. And the Tony Evans version of the Bible says, correctly teaching the word of God on that part. Well, let me repeat the saying that this came from Tony Evans. Let me repeat the saying. The same way that federal agents identify counterfeit currency through their intimate knowledge of the real thing, it is the believer's knowledge of the truth that will enable them to identify errors. So what he's saying is, if we don't study God's word, if we don't practice it, how are we going to know the truth? There are, like, the same way people take counterfeit money from their knowledge to their and their best ability to make counterfeit money, to make it look like the real dollar bill. The same way that people take God's word, the people that know God's word, but they take it and twist it. So how are you gonna know if it's the real word if you don't take time to study God's word? Most of us only listen to God's word on Sunday mornings or afternoon, whatever time you go to church, or even on social media, when you hear all these people talk about, act like they know what they're talking about relationships, marriages, or whatever. But if you study God's word, you're able to discern and know what's scripture and what's not. Just like when Jesus was tempted of the devil after fasting. It's in Matthew 4th chapter, 5th verse. Then the devil took him to the holy city, had him stand on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will give his angels orders concerning you, and they will support you with their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." 7th verse, Jesus told him, "It is also written, do not test the Lord your God." So the devil knows the word, and just like there are people that start out with God, But then because they got into their own ways of what they want, and they twisted the word and they're using it for their own benefit. So Jesus used the word to fight the devil. And the only reason he knew, because Jesus knew the word, but the devil knows it too. The devil, if he can't come at you no other way, he'll use religion because of your belief, a strong belief. But if you don't know the word and understand the word yourself and understand God and you know the ways, you will be deceived also. I was the other day, yesterday, I was at getting my haircut at the shop, and on the television had a lady on there, a preacher. She was married, I guess, got divorced, had children. And anyway, she's a lesbian, and she married a woman. And so the church split. The church, split, but there were people, you know, that stayed, and they made her the head there, the head pastor. And she had a rainbow collar, you know, which the homosexual community uses now for pride, gay pride. But we know the rainbow, if you know your word, like I said, you know your word, represents God promised, he promised Noah not to destroy the earth with flood with water again. But that's the true meaning of it. But the devil always tried to take God's glory and, you know, to try to keep man's mind off of God. But that's another subject. But I can still tell you about Easter and Christmas, but we'll get into that another subject. But anyway, she was talking about the love of God, and she was saying that God loved her regardless. Yes, God, he loves you. He loves you enough that he give you a chance and he calls you from sin. God said he correct those that he loves because it's not his will for any to be destroyed. But you not going to get in heaven your way. There's only one way. That's God's way. There are too many people thinking they're going to get in heaven their way. You cannot go to heaven any kind of way. You cannot force God to accept what you're doing. I mean, my Lord. I mean, we all make mistakes. Ain't none of us. I'm sure we all sin, even our minds, our thoughts, our being, and sometimes whatever we do. But we're not supposed to be purposely walking in sin. If we mess up, we ask God to forgive us and not to go back there. I mean, my God, I mean, I made mistakes, and at least I knew I was wrong. I ain't gonna go say, oh, try to excuse it. God knows, God bless me. I'm gonna walk in there my way. That's not gonna happen. For the Bible lets us know in 2 Timothy chapter 4, 3rd through the 4th verses, for the time will come when people will not tolerate sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, will multiply teachers for themselves because they have an itch to hear what they want to hear. They will turn away from hearing the truth and will turn aside to myths. So what God is saying is here is that people, they want to go to people that's going to say what they want to hear. They got itch that need to be scratched. So they gonna go to people, pastors, false teachers that are saying what they want to hear. Oh, it's okay to sleep with somebody that's not your husband. It's okay to commit adultery. It's okay to do drugs. It's okay to get drunk. It's okay to sleep. Man sleeping with a man, a woman sleeping with a man, and woman sleeping with a woman. It's okay. That's what the world wants you to do. That is their values. In Isaiah 64:6 chapter, Isaiah said, "But we are all as unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags. So our righteousness is filthy rags. God's dirty. It's unclean. That's the what they say. American values. Those American values. That's not all American values, but we should have godly values. Stop accepting everything that you hear come across. I know some people, they divide, oh, I'm Republican, I'm Democrat. Well, both sides got issues. But if you stand for God, my personal belief, every godly person should be independent, because there are things that both sides are doing and saying that are wrong and goes against God. But if you stand on God's word, you go for truth and what's right. Amen? Amen. So I'm not going to be long-winded today. I just wanted to encourage you, every believer, to don't go by what someone else says. Get to know God for yourself. I don't care. I don't care if you're a pastor, whoever. Check behind them. Know God's word. But sometimes people can give their opinion, or sometimes scripture can be misinterpreted. And even when we study, I had different Bibles and stuff. I go back and forth. And now that, if I'm still not sure, go ask someone. Ask someone that that knows the word. Because sometimes we can misinterpret, or take up some biblical classes. But check behind them. One way you can tell if they're false, check what they are saying. Doesn't match with the word. Or they're always preaching about money. Look at their lifestyle. What kind of fruits do they bear? Any vine that comes from Christ will produce good fruit. It's not going to be rotten. All right? Do they truly believe that Jesus is the Son of God? That he walked the earth as a man and was raised from the dead. You get some people, there are some people, some religions that believe that he was just a prophet. He walked the earth as a man, but they believe he was raised from the dead, that he's not the Son of God. They believe he was just a prophet. And pray, sometimes, and God will give you discernment also. Wait a minute, something's just off. Something's off about, they're saying something about off about this person. And, it is so tricky to stay in time. I'm telling you, I hear things in there, it sounds good. It's something to get you, to get you stimulated, but it's not truth. The Bible lets us know there are many deceitful spirits going out into the world. The Bible tells us to try the spirit to see if it's a be of God. So you got to know God's word, and plus you got to be prayed up for God to give you discernment. And don't have a ear to hear what you want to hear. Don't get, stimulated just because somebody hooping, howling, or, dancing or whatever. But just know God's word. Now, be encouraged. The Bible tells us be strong, be courageous. Like I said, truth be told, there are many people that, just really not walking with God, but there are many that are. Just stay on God's word. And go forth. I mean, regardless of, I don't care if it's president, senators, I don't care what actors, singers, I don't care who in church. There's people in church don't really believe the word. They believe part of it, but not all of it, not the parts they don't want to hear. But you stand firm on God's word and watch your company. It's important that you watch your company. Because if you're around the wrong people long enough, they're going to wear you down. So I just want you to be encouraged. And if you are one of those that got twisted, I pray that you come back into the fold. Okay? I love you and God loves you too. Goodbye and be blessed.
I hope you enjoyed today's segment about studying God's word. Remember to study God's word to stay strong in the faith and not to be deceived by ungodly teaching. Let no one make you forget who you are, a child of God. Until the next time, stay blessed.
If you were touched by this today's episode, please interact with us on Spotify on the comment link or email us at thechristianlifepodcast@yahoo.com. Remember to share today's segment with others. You can do so by the share link. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Casts, Radio Republic, Stitcher. Type in the Christian Life Podcast or just use our host name, Carlton Holbrook.